I was thinking, I saw a vote today. I want to share this with you. I think it's quite inspiring. The Gemara tells us about why is it that we have got mincha, the customs of Avelos, where all mourners during 33 days. It's true, there's various minhagim within that, but whether you start... Yeah, that's right, whether you start today, or you start a bit earlier, various minhagim, okay, fair enough. But everybody agrees, Gemara says, that there is... Minhagi Avelus, customs of mourning between Pesach and Shavuos. And the Gemara says in Yevamos, Tamach Beis, the reason for that is because the Talmidim of Rabbi, the Talmidim, 12,000 Chavuses, which equals to 24,000 Talmidim died in the time between Pesach and Shavuos, and because they were not respectful to one another. And because of that, we've got various minhagim of Avelus. It's interesting, actually, in terms of halach, it's interesting how it's developed. They weren't all decided and decreed at the same time. It developed over the years. But certainly there is minhagim of Avelus now, and we refrain from chasnas, music, haircuts. It's very interesting. Until like Boim, according to some later, whatever the minhag may be. It's quite incredible if we think about this, that what is really the message that we can take out from this, besides the obvious, of course. What happened was that Rabbi Akiva lost all his 24,000 Talmidim. It's incredible. And if you think about Meir being a huge yeshiva and learning Meir for a few years, it's enormously big. And that's, I don't know, a fraction of 24,000 Talmidim, a fraction of that. And what happened was that Rebbe Akiva, after all this happened to him, that all of them died and perished, everything was destroyed, his whole Torah was destroyed, everything was destroyed to nothing exists anymore. What did he do? The Gemara says, he got up and he took five Talmidim, the famous five Talmidim, and Rebbe Shimon Bar Yochai was one of them, and he started teaching them from scratch. So here is the point, that how would we look like after such a devastating tragedy? How would we look like? I dare to think, we know what we look like after a bit of a disappointment, whether it's at home, at work. We know what we look like if somebody offends us. We know what it looks like when somebody says something. We know what we look like when we do something wrong. We know what we look like when we lose 200 pounds. We all know what we look like. And this is a person over here that his whole life's achievement of having established 24,000 Talmidim, the greatest yeshiva on earth, and everything was destroyed and nothing was left of it as a punishment for HaKadosh Baruch Hu. And here he comes and he's able to get up and pick five Talmidim and starting teaching them Torah again. It's quite incredible. It's awesome because it's amazing. It's almost amazing. That's the limit here. That's what we need to, perhaps one of the points we need to take out as well. That's what we need to take out as well. This famously, I mean, if I can just maybe bring this in context, that one of the Chassidic rabbis, I forgot who, Mr. Rabbi Frankel will be able to help out. One of the Chassidic gedolim, I don't know if it was the Belzer or the Satan rabbi, said that if you don't know who to get up for in a besmedrash, if you don't know who to get up for, you look at somebody's arm, and if you see there's the inscription of the death camps, the Nazi camps, if you see that there's a name engraved on the skin, there's a number engraved on the skin. Who was it? Who? The Klosenberg Rebbe, you say you can get up from them in the Besmedrash. You've seen he in the Besmedrash who went through the death camps. And if you see somebody like that, you can just get up. You can get up for them. You can get up for them. Because that's somebody that was able to go through a tragedy and afterwards get up again and keep Torah mitzvahs, and he's found in the Besmedrash. That's the kind of person. That's incredible. Sheva Yipol, Tzadik Vekom. A real tzadik is somebody who's able to go through devastation. Cholila, cholila, cholila. And able to get up from there. And if we have to take something out from this Minhagim Avel, it's not just, okay, not to shave. Okay, we can live with it. Not to go to chasnas. It's you know, it's a tkufa that we, you know, a bit more time. So, you know, we can live with that. And not to have haircuts. We can, no music. We can all cope with that. But if we want to take a musa out of it, if we want to take a message from this, it's the fact that he was able to get up after such a tragedy and continue teaching Torah and working on himself and not just go chalil into a depression. And I think this is a tremendous, enormously important message. Okay, agreed? Do you think that's something to take home? Okay, Rabbi Yisai, we're going to be learning, see, bottom of page 480, Simon Shin Ein Beis. Okay, just to recap, we'll be holding. It's an interesting sif coming along. Okay, so what we learned is that we've got a halacha of a Erev Chatzeros, and a person has got to, if he wants to carry in his own chatzah, that's okay. But if he wants to carry, join the chatzah with somebody else's, his neighbor's chatzah, he's got to make up Erev Chatzeros. Now, there is various points about that. Most important, if you look at picture 32, just as an example, forget about the tent for him going up and down and elevated floors and all that. Just the idea of having... So, if you've got two chatzeros, you've got two courtyards, one next to another. If they are completely enclosed and secluded, then the halach is you cannot make an eruv together because each for their own. And this is what the English mean by live and let live. There's a fence for a reason. I don't want to have anything to do with you today. So that's the fence on the, that's the fence. All right. So that means that I've got my privacy, I've got your privacy. V'sholoim al Yisrael. You cannot make an eruv. Okay. That's okay. And therefore, if a ball flies across, you may not carry it over because you've got to have an eruv chatzah. Now, the way to enable to make an eruv chatzah is we learned that if there is a Pesach, an entrance, then that in it, Pesach, an entrance, that enables both chatzeros to get together in, by making an eruv. You need to have a Pesach, an opening, an entrance, and thereby you can make an eruv together. This is not to be confused with what we learned on Thursday. If it's Nifratz, Yoisem Esem, if it is broken open to a very significant extent, if it's very wide open, more than 10 amas, so it's a very, very wide opening, all the fences came down, then the halacha is not that you can unite both chatzeres, but on the contrary, what you're going to do then is one large eruv together, and that's fine as well. But assuming there's a fence, and it's just a door in between, there's just a door in between, or a window in between, that means there's a Pesach, and that enables us to make both to merge both chatzeres with an eruv. Now, what happens? Now, interesting shaila. Okay, let's say you've got a next door neighbor, mishpachas. What should we call them? A bit more original for today, please. Let's say, okay, let's get, let's assume Mendelovich. Should we go for Mendelovich? Yeah, because we're talking about Pupa and Vizhnitz, so might as well go for Mendelovich. Okay, so we've got Mishpachas Mendelovich living next door. Now, I would like to make an eruv for them because the bull does tend to fly across, okay? And, okay, I want to make an eruv for them. And I have a fence, goes all the way across. Okay, now, I do not particularly wish to make a door opening of the fence. I don't particularly wish, but I do want to make an eruv together, but I don't want to make a door. I don't make a door in the back garden. I don't. So, question is as follows. It's a Gemara, for instance, Shaila. Instead of a door, can I put a ladder? Would that work? Because, it's very longish. Because what's the whole idea of a door? Why would the door help? Why would the door enable me to make an eruv together? Yeah, that's what it is. Look at picture 32. So what it does is that the idea is that we have a connection together. So now by having a ladder, that certainly should serve the same purpose. That by having a ladder, perhaps, that would work as well. If you just want to picture this yourself, perhaps go to picture 69, just as an example. I know this is a bit of an interesting case, but just to get the idea in our minds, because we're going to be speaking about various cases, or perhaps go to the following page, picture 78, picture 79, just to get the idea. Of course, these are all interesting cases, but before we go into the detailed scenarios, just to have the actual principle in our minds, or you want to go to the back of our booklets on page 24, and you want to look up picture 70 or picture 73, just various cases. Would ladders in principle work or not? And it's a Gemara in Eruvin. The Gemara speaks about this extensively. Does a ladder in principle work? And the answer is that a ladder does. A ladder does work. Because just like a Pesach is a way of penetrating the other chatzah. Similarly, also a sulam does exactly the same job. It enables you to go and access the other chatzah. Therefore, page 486. Simon, Shin, Ayin, base, Seif Ches, two lines from the bottom. Koisel, a wall. Shebein Shtei Chatzeros, which is between two Chatzeros. Gavoya Soro, and it is 10 Tefachim high. Lishnem for both sides. Both sides. The wall is 10 Tefachim high. For both Chatzeros. Vehemit, and you put up Eitzel. Hakoisel by the wall. Sulam. A. Ladder. Rochav arba, which is four tvachim wide. So it's quite a proper ladder. It's four tvachim wide. Vechein. And similarly, connect the opposite. Bechotzer ashnia. In the other neighboring chotzer, we've also put the ladder there. So it must be that you aren't talking terms with your neighbors. That's a good sign. So you're on exactly, you have a ladder on one side of the wall and a ladder on the other side of the wall. Even if they're not right opposite, im ein benem shloisha, if there is not three tfochim distance between both ladders, so they're within three tfochim from one another. Chashiva kepesach is considered a valid Pesach, an entrance. It is fine. Sivkot and Samachalef and Mishnebu, let's just briefly have a look at that. Two lines from the bottom. Lishneim for both. Hroitzeloima, meaning Mishnei Atzonim from both sides. So you've got one ladder on this side, one ladder on the other side. And they must be close to another. So they can't be like distance like this. They must be within three tfochim from one another. Ein beneim shloisha, says the Mishnah Berurah, Sif Katan Samach Beis, the Chashiva Zeh Keneged Zeh, they must be considered opposite one another. Hayu Muflogim, we turn the page, if they are distanced, Zeh Keneged Zeh Shloisha, if they are further than three Tfachim away from one another, okay, one ladder is leaning on the wall, but the other ladder is three Tfachim away from it. Im HaKoysel Rochav Arba, if the wall is more than four tfachim wide. You've got a big, fat wall. And the wall itself is four tfachim thick. Adain chashuvim kepesach, it's still considered a pesach. V'imeinu rochav arba, and if it is not four tfachim wide, ein chashuvim tefach, it's not considered a tefach. Tefach. Okay, let's explain this. Okay, let's look at picture number 50. Pardon? Sorry, what did I say? So, I don't know why there's no picture of this. I would have really appreciated a picture of this. But I was not asked my opinion, so I suppose. Okay, I would really appreciate the picture here. What we're looking at is, a wall. What should we use as a wall for now? What should we use as a wall as an explanation? What should we use as a wall? No, I need something a bit thicker. Yeah, you know what? Let's go for the beamer. Okay, let's go for the beamer. Can we use the beamer as a wall for a minute? Okay, so this is one chotzer on this side, and we've got a wall over here. Okay, imagine this would go all the way, okay, and the other chotzer is over there. No fence, yeah? No fence. So this is the other chotzer, and this is the wall. Now, we learned that a ladder is acceptable. We can, if we've got a ladder, that's considered a, both chotzeros, You can make an Eruv together. So you imagine if you've got one ladder leaning over here and one ladder leaning over there. So now we learned that both ladders need to be three tfachim near each other. Because if one is like really far away by Rabbi Kagan and the other one, the other ladder is over here by Master Katanka, then it would be too far away and then it's not considered an entrance because you can't go up here and go down here. Doesn't work. However, the exception is if this wall is four tfachim thick. If the wall is four tfachim thick, then it is good. Why is that? Why would it make a difference how thick the wall is? Exactly. Tight rope walking. Because If it's four tefachim, then the whole idea is that if the two ladders are far away, you can't balance yourself, you can't go across the wall, you can't. But if it's four tefachim, then it's pretty decent. You can walk on it, so you can go up on this side over here, go up the ladder, and tie its rope on that wall all the way till the other side, and then go down from the other side, and therefore it's considered a Pesach. But if the wall is less than four tefachim, nobody is going to walk over here and then go down over here, because it's going to fall and flat on his nose before he reached the other ladder. It's not health and safety, and he won't pass offset kind of thing. So therefore, it's not considered a Pesach, because if it's less than three tefachim, less than four tefachim thick. Be'ezes sulam amru, what kind of ladder are we talking about? Kshiyesh ba'abosh shlivois, he must have four shlivois. Thank you very much. Very good. That's the word. Rungs. He must have four rungs. Avol pochos mikan loy, but if it's less than that, it's no good. Elohim kein, unless the oys of shlivois of kvedois, he must be a heavy. Ladder. Shlivois of kvedois, the sides and its legs kind of must be kvedois, heavy. She'oz then kovdoi koivoi, its weight is fixes it and establishes it. So what we're learning now is that the ladder must be heavy. Because if the ladder isn't heavy, it's not fixed enough, it's not considered a Pesach. But if the ladder is heavy, then it's good. V'imeinu koisel gvoya elo asoro v'zoi keif sulam gvoya shiva u'ma shemesh chabo etzel ha-koisel. I just want to see a Mishnah Bosef Kotten Samachay before we proceed. Mishnah Bosef Kotten Samachay teaches us, Ha'adayin choshuvim kepesach, if it's four tefachim wide, then it is considered a Pesach. Kevin shurochav ha'abot tefachim be'ovyoi, since it is four tefachim plus thick, noyach le'ishtameshalov, it is pleasant to walk on this wall, v'yochoy le'oylich misulam le'sulam, and you can easily walk from one ladder to the next ladder, derech ha'koisel, through the wall. Why does the ladder need to be heavy? Mishnah Berurah in Seif Kotten Samech Zayin explains, Pochois mikan loy, the kiven shenoach litloy mishom b'shabbos, since it is heavy, it is easy to carry it away from there on Shabbos. Havek Mishe'eino, it's not considered a fixed, established ladder, and that doesn't count as a Pesach. Yeah. What would happen, Rabbi Yisai, if you've got a ladder which is light? Okay, let's say, for argument's sake, you want to have a Eruv with your next door neighbor. Okay, you want an Eruv, and the wall is too tall and too strong. And so what you want to do, you want to put a ladder there. So you're going to put the ladder on your side, and they're going to put the ladder on their sides in order to establish a Pesach. Now we learned that the ladder needs to be heavy. Because if it's not heavy, what's going to happen? It's going to move. Now we learned how heavy it needs to be. It needs to be a pretty heavy ladder. What happens if you don't have a heavy ladder, but instead of that, you're going to fix it with, you're going to drill it in with nails. But it is a light ladder, but it is attached firmly. Will that work? Yes or no? It's fine. Yeah, Mishnah Berurah brings it as a chiddush, but you're right. Mishnah Berurah says, a poshut, timu kavua b'masverim lekoisel, certainly if it is affixed with nails, afilu ein boya abo shlivois, chashuk pesach, however heavy it is, it's still considered a Pesach, because the reason being, because it's not gonna move, it's gonna stay there, and therefore it's acceptable. Okay, Rabbi Yisrael, that's it for this evening. Let us just recap what we covered this evening. We learned tonight that if you wish to make an Erev Chatzeis with your next door neighbor, you could either have a Pesach, but if you don't have a Pesach with your next door neighbor, you could put a ladder. The ladder needs to be on both sides, and it needs to be opposite each other. If it is not opposite each other, it's a problem, unless the wall is four tefachim thick and and big, because then you can walk over it, and therefore if the ladder is on one side and the other ladder is on the other side, it's still going to be acceptable. We learned also that the ladder needs to be heavy, and we learned that it's a fixed and firmly drilled in, that's acceptable too. Fine, that's it for this evening. Good Chodesh.